From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Waters have continued to rise in the flooded states of Texas and Louisiana, causing what the National Weather Service calls an unprecedented crisis. At least 6 people have died, and an estimated 30,000 have been evacuated from their homes and placed into shelters. President Donald Trump traveled to Texas on Tuesday after praising first responders and others involved in rescue efforts on Monday.
We see neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, and stranger helping stranger. And you see that all over. You watch on television, you just see such incredible work and love.
The president said recovery efforts in Texas and Louisiana will need billions of dollars in aid. The UN Security Council says it strongly condemns North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile over Japan and is reiterating demands for Pyongyang to halt its ballistic missile and nuclear weapons programs. Egyptian Ambassador Abulata heard here through a translator.
The Security Council further condemns the DPRK for its outrageous actions and demands that the DPRK immediately cease all such actions.
The statement doesn't discuss any potential new sanctions, but calls for strict implementation of existing ones. Lawyers have made their closing arguments on Tuesday night to Kenya's Supreme Court over a challenge by longtime politician Raila Odinga to President Uhuru Kenyatta's re-election earlier this month. Odinga claims the declaration of Kenyatta's victory with a 54% margin of the vote was fraudulent, contending hackers infiltrated the Election Commission's servers and manipulated the results in the president's favor. This is VOA News. The Taliban have claimed a suicide bombing at a bank near Kabul's diplomatic quarter. Matthew LaRotonda reports.
Another attack in the heart of Afghanistan's capital, and this one near the heavily fortified U.S. embassy. A suicide bomber was responsible for this explosion at a bank near Kabul's diplomatic quarter. At least 5 were killed and 8 wounded, according to the Interior Ministry. It was claimed by the Taliban, who say they were targeting police and military personnel withdrawing their salaries. The government hasn't confirmed the identities of those killed. UN estimates suggest that in addition to attacks on security forces, over 200 civilians have been killed in the city in just the first half of the year between attacks by the Taliban, Islamic State, and other militants. This latest incident also comes just a week after the U.S. announced it would be ramping up its troop levels in the country again, with no planned withdrawal. The White House has not disclosed how many they'll be sending, but there are already about 8,400 in the country, just a sliver of the 100,000 troops at the war's height during the Obama administration.
Reporter Matthew LaRotonda. Islamic State fighters and their families have been bused to eastern Syria under a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah and the Lebanese army. Lucy Fielder has the story.
Islamic State fighters and their families have surrendered their enclave on the Lebanese-Syrian border, heading for eastern Syria on Tuesday under a ceasefire deal that ended a week-long battle. This last convoy of more than 300 militants marks the end of the insurgent presence in the area, and the first time in years that Lebanon has controlled its entire border with Syria. The Lebanese army planting its flags near the border. They fought the Islamic State fighters on one front. Lebanon's Shiite Hezbollah militants fought on another alongside the Syrian army. Islamic State will also hand over one Hezbollah captive and the bodies of Hezbollah fighters and one Iranian killed in battles in Syria. Inside Syria too, Islamic State is retreating on many fronts, facing offensives by the Russian-backed Syrian army and U.S.-backed militias.
And that's Lucy Fielder. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres reiterated his commitment to the two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians. Guterres also said there was a disagreement regarding Jewish settlements on the West Bank lands that the Palestinians want to use for a future state, following Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow not to uproot them. Members of Venezuela's National Constitutional Assembly voted on Tuesday to legally prosecute those deemed traitors to the country and whom they say are responsible for the latest U.S. economic sanctions against their country. In a separate measure, they also voted to condemn and reject sanctions that they say are illegal. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.